The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and all the related subjects to that, wildlife and firearms and shooting and all that good stuff. So we asked a question about hunting and talked about turkey hunting and, you know, youth season coming up next Saturday, how that's going to work. And, you know, we have a bunch of guidelines out there now that Governor Hogan has issued a stay-at-home order, but there are frequently asked questions, and you can find this online at frequently asked questions about Governor Hogan's stay-at-home order as it affects the outdoors. So the question is, can I go fishing? Well, yes, limited fishing is allowed if you're seeking food for you or your family, but the social distancing guidelines and the prohibition on social gatherings must be strictly followed. What that means is you just got to stay 6 feet apart or more from people that are fishing the same spot you are. And, you know, is it worth it? Is it worth lining up the road to, you know, to catch a snakehead? Maybe. Maybe it is to you. But, you know, keep in mind that we have a very, very difficult disease here that's hard to control, and you never know where that person next to you has been. Now, can I go boating? Well, recreational boating is prohibited until the governor lifts the executive order or until the state of emergency is ended. However, if an individual is boating to seek food for them or their family, boating is permitted. Boats used to transport essential employees or goods as defined in the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's guidance on the essential critical infrastructure workforce are also permitted.
What was the last part?
You really want me to repeat that?
That was the last sentence. I'm sorry.
The last sentence, it said, boats used to transport essential employees or goods as defined in the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's guidance on the essential critical infrastructure workforce are also permitted. That's not recreational boating.
Right.
I don't get that. Why that's even in here.
Because they have to spell everything out?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Does kayaking or paddleboarding count as recreational boating? Since kayaking and paddleboarding are a form of exercise, they're permitted under the executive order.
Oh, never mind.
Guidance on social distancing and the prohibition on social gatherings must be strictly followed. I live on my sailboat. Can I still be in my boat slipper moored out? If your boat serves as your residence, you can remain on the vessel. What are you having a problem with?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
You're going through all kinds of...
I'm trying to figure out how to answer an email. But, I'm listening. And I just think it's so funny.
What's funny?
That we just have to clarify everything down to the nth degree that... We just can't use common sense.
Because people are always looking for loopholes to exempt themselves.
That's where I was saying. It just kind of has to be an overall, because everybody will try to find a way to get around what they have to do to make it any better for everybody else. Okay? We wouldn't be in the situation we're in now if people had listened in the beginning.
It's human nature. It is absolutely human nature.
I know it's human. Never mind. I'm good. I'm frustrated.
Hey, there's the Kingwood Assembly of God. There's Russ, that camo preacher. He's got all this stuff on. He sent me a private message on Facebook. You can read it later. Good morning.
I got it.
Good morning, camo preacher. Okay. Let's see. Anybody on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
Good.
Nobody.
I can keep going here. Can I go to a state park?
I think that's a yes if they're open.
Hiking, biking, walking are allowed under the executive order, but social distancing guidelines and the prohibition on social gatherings must be strictly followed.
I definitely understand why people need to get out and exercise.
Most state parks are open, but some have been closed or have restricted areas. Please choose a park nearest your home to limit travel and be sure to check our website before you leave for the parks and read the guidelines for social distancing in state parks. Now we have guidelines for social distancing in state parks. Natural Resources Police and Maryland Park Service Rangers are authorized to enforce the governor's executive order and will close areas or disperse crowds as necessary. Can you fish in a state park? Limited fishing is allowed if you're seeking food for you or your family, but the social distancing guidelines and the prohibition on social gatherings must be strictly followed. I'm going to say that one more time because it actually follows every guideline here, okay? So if I give you an answer, automatically assume that there's a codicil on there, or there's a, what's the word?
Now that you said it, I won't be able to say it. Because I always tell you, you do it at the end of sentences with me. What is it?
I can't remember.
Caveat.
Caveat. That's the word. Caveat. Here's what's at the end of every sentence when I read it, okay? But the social distancing guidelines and the prohibition on social gatherings must be strictly followed, okay? I'm not going to read it again. Can you fish or crab from a boat if it is for subsistence? Limited recreational fishing and crabbing is allowed if you're seeking food for you or your family. You were pretty good at keeping that yawn quiet. Can charter boats work next month since they technically fall under the recreational quota from a fishery standpoint? As part of the food supply chain, charter boats can continue operating, but must abide by social distancing guidelines and the prohibition on gatherings of not more than 10 people. Charter boats and headboats should not have more than 10 individuals on the vessel at any time.
And they have to be 6 feet apart, too, right?
How on a charter boat can you stay 6 feet apart?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was. That was my point.
You got a captain. You got a mate. You got 6 people on the charter. A six-pack. That's 8 people on a boat.
I know.
Okay? All the rods, for the most part, are off the stern, correct?
Yep. Well, it depends on what kind of boat it is. Some of them are, they line the sides.
Well, yeah, I know that. I understand. They have the
head boats.
No, I'm talking about the boards, the planer boards. They have kites. They have all kinds of things to keep the rods separated. But can you really? How do you? Comments on all this we're accepting comments on all this stuff from any of our listeners out there. 410 WCBM 680. 410 922 6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to make a comment on this stuff, you're welcome to do so. So wildlife offices are closed, so hunters cannot get a permit to hunt on managed lands. Are managed lands closed to hunting? Limited hunting is allowed if you're seeking food for your family. But social distancing guidelines, I said I wasn't going to do that. Please check the department's website for the most recent information on closures. Are marinas an essential business now that boating is not allowed? Here we go again. Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency defines certain marine trades and marinas services as essential. Additionally, the interpretive guidance that you know what? Rather than me bore the heck out of our listeners.
I am falling asleep over here.
People want to know.
I know.
Can you fish? Can you hunt? Yep. Only for food?
Only 6 feet apart.
And
less than 10 people.
Less than 10 people, yep. Same stuff you've been hearing. Now, this is, I find, interesting, okay? The Maryland Fishing Report. I wish I'd have printed out last week's. None of us has ever experienced anything like the COVID-19 pandemic, and we must focus on safety of ourselves, our families, and the safety of others. We're all in this together. Governor issues stay-at-home order. Primary intent of the order is for people to stay at home in order to limit the spread of the virus. We have temporarily halted our routine water monitoring due to current health emergency. Our weekly fishing report will be on hiatus. Wow. All season size and creel limits are in place and will be enforced. Venturing out to go fishing in these times is a serious endeavor that should be planned carefully and thoughtfully and done only if you need and intend to bring some fresh fish home. Otherwise, please observe the state's directives, keeping yourself and your loved ones healthy and safe. So even the fishing report is affected.
We've got a caller. I'm sorry for yawning. I am so sorry. We have a caller on the line.
You've been yawning all morning. Are we keeping you up?
No, I've been up since 2:30. I'm sorry.
That's not my fault.
Nope.
What? Since we have a caller, would you like to name that person?
The name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Good morning, Joe.
I was going to say that years ago I read a book by a guy who had a business, and he got he said that his personnel manual could have gotten down to a single line that said, use common sense. But, of course, it's such an uncommon thing. So
that's what Lefty Cray said.
Yeah.
Lefty Cray, common sense ain't so common.
Yep, absolutely. And that's a man that understood all about it. But the thing about it is isn't fishing necessary for our mental health? I'm sorry, but I know we have to practice social distancing. I don't mind that, but the other thing is that don't you, if you're going out and you're casting, isn't that exercise? I mean, well, never mind. But I was wondering if one of my favorite places is open because they do, amongst other things, have ammunition and guns as well as having fishing equipment and such.
Clyde Sports Shop. Yeah, they're open.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yep, Clyde's is open. Yep.
Yeah, and of course, I'll practice social distancing while I'm in there.
It will be enforced. No, you don't have to practice it. It will be enforced.
Good, good. And I was going to say, and I'm going to try and keep my money 6 feet away from them because. And I think
now you see that's you've got. I don't know about keeping your money 6 feet away from them. I think that's a mistake. If you want to go fishing, you need to, you know, go in there and get some bait and maybe some ammo and support the local business.
Absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I thank you for letting me know because I was worried about that and. I am going to get down there because my fishing license expired, and as a senior citizen, I got to go spend $7 to have my fishing license for the year, which is
wonderful. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's the one of the few perks of getting old. The other part is not so good, but except that I've noticed that all of my bartenders I'm hoping they'll be back in business soon, but all of them seem to be having problems with their eyesight. Because they all say, hey, handsome, when I walk in the door, which is so nice. But obviously they're not seeing well.
That's bad.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, listen, the other thing is that I would like to, some of the people have been calling certain of the parties, they've been referring to them as clowns. And I want to point out that I was a clown, and I resent politicians being called clowns.
Oh, it's an insult to your trade, no question.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing is remember the origin of the word politics. Poly meaning many, and ticks are blood sucking insects. So
thank you so much.
I like that.
You guys have a wonderful morning. It is so good to hear your voice.
All right,
you have a great one too.
Thanks, buddy. Bye bye.
We got another caller, I think.
We do, Roxanne. Hello, Roxanne.
Actually, it's Bill and then Roxanne.
Oh, Bill and then Roxanne. I apologize, Roxanne. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Alan.
Robin, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
You sound very enthusiastic there this morning.
Looks like I'm stuck at work. There's a bad accident on Route 1.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to bring up one thing. I know you're shying away from talking about stuff, but I think one main thing that we as Americans really need to concentrate on is buying American from now on. I think this has kind of shown where we're at as far as the country, and I know, you know, you talk about hunting and fishing and buying things, but buy American products, made in America, and we'll be a lot better off.
I think you're absolutely right.
We definitely want to talk about that.
I think you're absolutely right. Hey, did you send me a picture of your daughter's deer?
I did.
I'm going to have to go back and look. I really am. You just reminded me of it. Was it a pretty nice buck?
No, it was a little buck, but little it was her first one.
Yeah, I remember.
Deer ever. So she was jacked up over it.
Well, that's good.
She's actually kind of upset right now that she can't come back. Well, she's not sure she's going to be able to come back from Massachusetts to get
right.
a turkey hunt.
Oh, man.
So, you know, I think there's a lot more to this that nobody's saying anything about. It's confusing people. You know, as far, I mean, I go to work and I still have to deal with people.
Just
keep my dips and, you know, but you know what I do, so I may not have to, I may not be able to keep my distance from somebody.
That's right. Exactly right.
That's what I worry about with other people that are actually on the job too, having to deal with that. Cause they're,
right.
you know, there's a lot of law enforcement that are getting this stuff and actually a lot of law enforcement across the country that are dying of this stuff.
That's true. You're absolutely right. Yep.
So. But it's, you know, it's a shame, what's going on, but we can't break down commerce. We can't break down each and everything to fix this, you know, fix this problem. We have to figure out. We're smart enough as Americans to be able to adjust and do the right thing.
Are we?
I think we are.
Okay.
I really think we are, Alan. You know, it's the matter is getting the correct information out, and we're not. And it's taken a while to get the correct information. What this virus does,
you know,
how it works.
You're right, I think we're being spared information on it. I think you know, I think we really are. I think we're being spared on how quickly this thing spreads, and you know, a lot of different things that are just. I think this thing is way more dangerous than we're being told. Even though we're being warned every day, I think our administrators are more aware of what's going on than they're letting us know, and that's wrong.
Absolutely. Imagine if half the news force would get into China or around China and really start trying to dig into things, because that's where they need to go.
You know, I was reading something the other day, and this is a little off the subject, but it impacted me. You know, you say, well, why don't we have respirators? Why don't we have masks? Why don't we have protective gear in this country? Do you know why?
I'd like to hear what you have to say.
All right. Why is all this manufactured in China? Because when the debacle that we call Obamacare was passed, in that legislation was a tax on medical devices. So every manufacturer that made gloves and made masks and made protective gear and made any equipment that had to do with health care to avoid the tax went offshore. And that's where all that manufacturing went. That's why 90% of this stuff is made across the sea. They went to China, where they had access to the market, where they had access to cheap labor force, and they weren't taxed.
Yeah, well...
Chickens are... As some famous pastor once said, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Well, and I think, fortunately, we have a president who is on it, and he's going to be on it. If you listen to anything, any of his speeches recently, any of his press conferences, he's slowly, slowly not saying nice things about China.
Correct.
And he's getting on 3M, because 3M is one of those companies, and I don't blame the company. The company needs to make money. I get it.
Right.
But make it reasonable for the company to be here, and we need America first to be taken care of.
You're right.
And this shows more and more how we are vulnerable, and the Chinese know that.
Of course they do.
They've been pulling a couple stunts recently that, you know, they don't talk about, you know.
Bill?
But
one of the things that takes place, in order for the United States to do business in China during a board meeting among American board of directors and things of that nature, a member of the Chinese government has to sit
Chinese
in there.
Yeah, the Chinese government.
Exactly. I mean, that's the reason why, and that's how come all of our technology has been stolen, because we literally have somebody sitting right there, and, you know, it's one of those things, well, if you're going to do business here, this is the way you're going to do business in China.
Right.
And we were stuck
that's,
behind a rock in a hard place.
Yeah, I've heard that and read that. I mean, the one they mentioned was Range Rover. Basically, China now has their own Range Rover. Got a different stamp on it.
Exactly, but it's the same thing. It's built the same way, just got a different name tag on it.
All right, Bill, thank you for weighing in. I appreciate it, buddy. Sorry you got held up for that accident.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right, buddy, I'm just glad I'm able to work.
You and I both. Stay safe out there.
All right, buddy, thanks.
All right, man, thanks. Hey, sorry for the delay. Let's talk to Roxanne. Morning, Roxanne.
Good morning. It's been a long time.
How you been?
I've been fine. Yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, I was just calling because you and Robin were like, well, we really need to interject somebody else into this conversation. And then Good Morning Joe called, and wasn't he a breath of refreshing air?
He was.
Yes, he was.
He was fun. He was fun. So that's all I'm doing is calling to say hi. And
we like breaths of fresh air.
We do.
Yeah.
We do like a breath of fresh air every now and then.
Yes, so. Yes, and we will get through this, and hopefully this will have awakened many a sleeping American to the fact that we are amazingly vulnerable.
That we are.
So,
and we put ourselves, unfortunately, as I just mentioned, we put ourselves in that position because of policies in the past that have put us in position. And, you know, everybody gets mad at the president when he says, look, I inherited a mess. He did inherit a mess. You know, he's not pointing a finger and blaming somebody else. You know, this is the reality, folks. You know, the manufacturing for this thing has moved offshore because of policies of past administration. And, you know, what he was supposed to do.
Yeah, he inherited a mega mess.
He did.
So, and I can't think of anybody I would want more in that office, and the people he has working for him, well, not for him, with him. He's an incredible guy. I mean, you watch anything he does and listen to anything he says, and he is constantly watching the ducks fly. He is constantly praising them and telling them what a great job they're doing, and he knows how to delegate. He's not a micromanager, and he gets rid of people who are incompetent. And
yeah, he does. No question.
And praises those who are exemplary. So what more should we want? So I think we'll all come out of this a little bruised, a little battered. And my concern about this virus is I kind of believe more in herd health, and we are sequestering ourselves, and therefore I believe Robin will probably not agree with this. I believe that we are going to be more vulnerable when we come out of our cocoons because we won't have been exposed to almost anything.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm a big opponent to all the hand sanitizing and stuff. Not right now, but before this, because I think that we kill stuff a lot. We don't have all the antibodies we need to have. So I understand what you're saying completely. But this this is absolutely totally different, and I just think we need to cut it out, cut it down, and that's just my opinion. And I agree, but I agree with you 100% on we have spent a lot of time sanitizing ourselves and doing things where people were using lots of hand sanitizer before this and everything, where we've lost a lot of our antibodies that we had to keep us healthy. So
absolutely. Nobody goes out and plays in the dirt anymore. Well, almost nobody goes out and plays in the dirt anymore. And here's the other thing, and I, you know, when I would say this to the people I work with, they'd look at me like I had two heads, and I'd say, you know, that hand sanitizer stuff, there's a thing called bioaccumulation.
That's right.
And
that's right.
They look at you like you got two heads. They says, well, you know, just save all that stuff up in your liver. Wherever.
Yeah.
When my daughter was little, I had some stepchildren. And they always, every time they sniffled, every time they sneezed, every time they, anything happened, their mom would take them and get an antibiotic for them.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
My daughter told me, Mom, you abuse me. You don't let me have antibiotics all the time like they get them. And I'm like, you'll be a lot healthy for it in the end. Okay?
Yep, no question.
Trust me.
Oh,
hey,
absolutely.
Look, I went through a disease in 1995 called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And I was on the, I was off the air for one Saturday, and I did the second Saturday from my hospital bed. I was in the hospital for 10 days with Guillain-Barré. It taught me a lot about antibodies, and the way that was treated was amazing to me. They took my, you know, my body metrics, and they calculated how much blood I had in my body. They put a catheter down into my heart. And stitched it onto my neck so that it wouldn't move. And every other day, they came in with a machine and did plasmapheresis. They pumped all my blood out of my body through a machine, collected the red blood cells, collected the plasma, threw the plasma away, put the red blood cells back in, and substituted plasma with albumin and saline. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that scrubbed the antibodies. That scrubbed the 40% of what was dead and what was affecting me out of my body every time they did it. They did it five times. And it went anywhere from 3 hours to 8 hours was this treatment. So I understand, you know, how antibodies work to attack a disease. If we have people who have developed antibodies because of this disease and they are being used to, you know, supplement the treatment for this disease, that is a wonderful thing. This body is an amazing manufacturing plant, and what it can do to help others is amazing. So,
yeah, absolutely, I agree with you totally. It's the next best thing, probably the best thing God ever made, next to the Labrador Retriever.
All righty then. I know how you feel, Roxanne. All right.
All right. Well, God bless the both of you, and.
Indeed.
Labrador Retrievers. I'm out to go throw some bumpers.
Got it.
You have fun.
Thanks, Roxanne.
What's that?
And we'll
talk to you later.
Okay. You take care.
You have a great one.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Bay Country Crabbing Supply, crab season came in on the 1st, and they do have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing. But they advise you to shop online. If you need something for crabbing, they have a great program for getting you your information online. This gives them the opportunity to build their online store. So here's what it says when you open their website. Due to COVID-19, we're offering a 15% off code for all online orders. Stay safe. Take your kids out fishing. Feel free to call the store for more information. Use the code 2319. That's the code to save 15%. Of course, it's on the website, so I mean you don't need to write it down or memorize it. The website is baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. But here's what they've got. They've got a commercial and recreational crabbing supplies, freshwater tidal bay fishing tackle 2, and Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. They've got they're located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel seamers, and fishing tackle and gear. So there you go. Here's the number for Bay Country Crab and Supply, 410-956 0300. Waterman, you might want to let them know that you have a license and you can get your discount too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. And we thank them for remaining a sponsor through this difficult time. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just on Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open. If you want to go fishing, just remember the guidelines and stay safe out there. But they do have bait. They've got tackle. They've got, they do have fishing licenses. Somebody said they don't think you're able to buy a license. Yeah, you can buy a license online, and I think if anybody's open, you can buy a license. I'll have to clarify that. Rod and reel repairs and lures and hooks and lead weights and tackle for perch and trout and panfish and bass, and they have everything for rockfish, including the circle hooks and all that. They carry Penn. They carry Shakespeare. They carry St. Croix. They carry Pfluger. All of it. So check out the tackle while you're there. Get some new line on your reel. Get ready to go fishing when things open up. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, before you go, and that's Clyde Sports Shop. And I think, Chris, we don't have any more commercials at this point. Do you have weather or something you want to do?
No, we got Battery Warehouse.
Oh, this break? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big deep low pressure finally moving on out into the open waters of the Atlantic. This thing has been backing down the New England coast towards the Virginia coast here for the top of the weekend. We do make 66 today. We still have a north freeze, but the wind speeds have relaxed a lot since last night. And a low tonight of 50 degrees. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high of 66. And then rain showers, thunderstorms early next week for Monday and Tuesday with afternoon high temps in the low 70s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoops, pumpkin seeds, zoom flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, there we are, weapons of bass destruction. I can't wait to get my – I hope I get to go on my annual bass fishing trip this year. I hope this is over by then. Hey, that's important.
I know. Just some of the things that you think are important just
that's
blow
important.
Me away.
I'm going to file for my moose permit this year for Maine.
I told you you should. I think you I should. Will. After all this, you should.
I think I will. Anyway, what?
We're going to talk about some what positive things have you seen out of this? Let's stop with the negative.
We've got Rob on the line and then JR, so let's talk about Rob. Let's talk to Rob and see if he has anything positive.
Okay.
We've got to get our callers
in. How are
we doing?
Good.
How about you?
Oh, yeah, pretty good, sir. Yeah, just a couple things. I want to piggyback on what that lady just said about staying inside. You're actually not building up any resistance to antibodies. And I was thinking the same thing. You know, the more you stay quartered, you're not building up the antibodies. And there is an overuse of hand sanitizer. I think she's very correct on that.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is, I finally took your advice, and for home protection, I got a rifle, but it is on back order. It's just taken a while to get here.
Yeah.
And I got a youth model because I'm not a tall guy,
right.
And I'm looking forward to getting it.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What kind of rifle did you get?
Let me tell you, I got Mossberg 510. I did a lot of research on it. Went to shop. The guy at the shop said this would be an excellent buy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good because the stock on it, there are attachments. I can't think of what they're called, but I can customize it and have one, two, or three attachments to extend it or make it shorter.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. It makes sense?
Okay. Yeah. Now, what caliber did you get?
Let me see. It's 20 gauge bullets. Is that what you're asking?
Okay, so you bought a shotgun. You didn't buy a rifle.
Right. Well, okay. I
you bought a long gun. You bought a you got a 510, which is, I believe, a pump action shotgun, or is it semi? Can't
That's
remember.
Correct. That's correct. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you made an excellent choice. You made an excellent choice.
And hopefully, I have a bud who's been helping me to shoot at the range.
Well, you need to do that.
Yeah.
The good thing about a shotgun is you can point it down the hall, and
yeah.
you're gonna hit whatever's coming at you in the hall.
Right. You don't have to be an expert marksman.
Right.
But you know, you still got to know what you're doing. Yeah, that's why I like it.
Yeah, you got the 510 mini. It's called a Super Bantam.
That's correct. That's
yep.
exactly the name. Yes, sir.
Yeah, 2 3/4-3-inch shells. For home protection, you can't get much better. You really can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you made a wise decision.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that.
Oh, one other thing, if I may. I know you got callers, but just one other thing. I'm surprised that doctors aren't saying anything about this. You know the soap that we're supposed to be using? I read this. Gosh, a number of years ago, that the triclosan in it is not the best thing to have because that also builds up. It takes away from the immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that?
Yep.
You're not supposed to have the triclosan in the soap.
Yeah, the disinfectant soap. I understand.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right, man. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the call.
You're quite welcome. I enjoy listening to you guys. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you, sir. Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
JR, thanks for holding on.
Hey, good morning, Alan. It's been a long time. But I got a question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, the sika deer, does it ever make a sound, you know, like a whitetail? They used to joke sometimes when it come through the woods, you ever heard a buck snort?
No, yeah.
You know, okay.
I have.
Does a sika deer...
A sika deer actually makes more, I don't know more, but more pronounced sounds than a white tail.
Okay,
a sika deer is a mini elk.
Yeah.
A sika deer will bugle or whistle just like an elk, only a little higher pitched.
Okay.
Like an elk bugle. A sika deer will, a buck, a stag, what they're called, will roar. They will grunt. Okay. They will moan. A female cicadeer, which is called a hind, will also moan or mew like a cow elk.
All right. I didn't realize that, like, that it was like the elk family.
If you were to sit in the woods on stand where there's cicadeer, you can hear them bugling. And a particular, the cicadeer rut is a month before the whitetail rut. So it starts, you know, early October, runs, and just like a whitetail, they will breed successively every month.
Yes,
so there's an extended rut like there is with the whitetails, okay? And they'll bugle through January. But the bugle, you can hear it at major distance. And, you know, Doug Wigfield, one of our measures, makes a call called the Sika Seducer. And it can reproduce all the sounds of the stags and the cows or the hinds, from the grunt to the moan to the mew, and cicadeer are very, 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 very vocally active and can respond very well to people who know how to call them, just like elk do.
Will it bark?
It will bark. When it's alarmed, it will bark. That is correct.
I'll be darned.
Yep.
Now you've answered a question that I may have had for almost 40 years.
Yep, they'll bark, and when you hear that sound, you'll know you don't stand a shot on that deer because it's gone. They're
right. Well,
yeah.
When I was overseas, they used to talk about, this is, you and I haven't talked about this stuff for a long time.
Right.
I'm a youper.
Right, I remember.
Now you do. Okay, good.
Yep.
A barking deer was something that they used to talk about feeding us.
Okay.
And
where were you stationed?
I was all over, but
yeah.
I was stationed in Thailand, and I was also in Southeast Thailand, and then down in Singapore and
yep.
Malaysia and the whole thing. And I worked for the government.
Yeah, sure.
And as a result, a question had come up. Well, you're eating what is called barking deer.
Yeah, that's a muntjac. That's a muntjac deer.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll be darned. Yeah, you have answered my question.
Yep, they are muntjacs. They're sometimes known as the muntjac deer.
The thing is, I never realized, because in answering one question, you added another thing to it, and the Sika deer is it's part of the elk family.
It is an elk, a mini elk, yes, sir.
I'll be darned. Wow, that's incredible. Thank you, Alan. I really appreciate that.
Here's the other thing, JR. The Maryland Sika deer have all the same genetics from Assateague Island through Dorchester through whatever their range is, because they all came from the same island in Japan. So
yes.
they did not import them from different species to crossbreed or anything like that. They're pure species, just so you know.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Superb. Thank you.
You got it, buddy.
And
got to move on.
I want you to know I'll be praying for you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You and your Mrs. And still enjoy the program. I don't call it very often.
Well, I always enjoy your calls.
But
thank you very much, JR.
Thank you again, and I hope I don't have to wait so many years to do it again.
Well, here we are. We're here every Saturday,
I know,
buddy.
But I listen to you, and I enjoy it. And
thank you.
I thank you. I really do. You cleared something up. You said that Sika deer was pretty good eating sometimes.
They're beyond anything.
That's the only kind of deer I eat.
That's the only kind of deer that Robin eats.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, she won't eat a whitetail. So.
Yeah, well, I can understand that, too.
Yep.
You know, so I don't hunt like I used to.
Right.
But every now and then, I think back about being a youper and some of the hunting that I used to do many, many years ago.
Sure.
And so, anyway, thank you so much.
All right, J.R., buddy, thank you for the prayers. We appreciate the offer.
You got them.
All right, buddy.
I really enjoyed the program. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got Arthur on the line.
Arthur's on the line. Good morning, Arthur. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Ellis.
Yes, sir.
With all this talk of China here this morning, I'll begin by saying, paraphrase the old ancient Chinese proverb, may you hunt and fish in interesting times. You know, I've been turkey hunting by kayak, using kayak to access specific areas in Dorchester County for more than a decade now. It's a tradition between myself and some friends.
Right.
And I listened to your recording of the guidelines and the all the matters that are going on here this morning, and I've looked at the DNR frequently asked questions on the website. So my all of this is going to come down to opinion and interpretation.
Right.
Like so much of all the other things we have.
Yeah.
And the whole aspect of not so common sense.
Right.
Going to come down to, you know, those same parameters. So I hear it, and ultimately it appears that we can hunt and fish.
Yep.
But,
exactly.
But, I mean, for example, I take a tape measure, I've got a full-size pickup. I measure the distance from driver's seat to passenger side seat. It's a little over 3 foot. Even on a diagonal in a full-size truck in the back seat, you're not going to get 6 foot. You're going to come up a little bit short. Or, that's just an example. I mean,
how far
do you take this thing to what extent?
Well, as far as kayaking into turkey territory in Dorchester County? You may do that,
I would certainly
have my shotgun and my turkey calls and my turkey vest with me. Excuse me. Well, that stuck up on me. That you know, you can say I'm hunting for food.
Well, of course.
And I'm accessing my hunting property, and I don't think you're gonna have any issues on that.
Well, another question I didn't hear you mention is: does all this apply to? Well, you mentioned it a little bit, I guess. Public. I understand there's swing. Private public ground, but specifically in this case, hunting on public ground.
Right.
On a state park.
Right.
Or even on a federal park.
Right. Well, I don't know if you have access to Blackwater. I don't know. You're going to have to go on the Friends of Blackwater page and see that, or on the National Wildlife Refuge page. So.
We got.
I'm not actually in Blackwater. I'm passing through Blackwater to get to a state park area. So.
Right.
You know, and
I don't know, Arthur. You're going to have to check that one out as far as your route and everything else. I can't help you on that particular deal right there. So
these are comments, but then the other aspect of it to any of this is if you do go about it, you may be subject to social stigma. You know, people looking at you funny.
Yep.
This kind of thing. So that's got to take that into consideration, too.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day, Arthur.
Yeah.
Thanks, Arthur. Luigi.
Hey, Luigi.
Good morning.
How are you?
How you all doing?
We're doing good. How are you in Easton?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah? Good.
Going crazy. Can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I did cut my lawn yesterday, so that's
good. That's good. Nothing wrong with cutting your lawn. You're allowed to do that. Exercise. And
Yeah,
you know.
And I take care of the boys, you know, the two puppies.
Yep.
Walking them and everything. And they're having a good time.
Sure.
And
that's
my
all you can do right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about all you can do.
Exactly.
I did go to the Amish market yesterday and pick up a few things.
You did?
Which was good.
How busy was it?
How busy was the Amish market?
It was so-so. Not like it normally is. Not like
right.
It normally
is. See, now.
That was even better. I could get in and out.
Yeah. Yep. I understand. I'm actually amazed that they're open. I really am. But. You know,
essential business.
Yeah, they sure are. So
yeah, they got the one section roped off. You can't sit in there, but you can.
Right. Get food. Yeah. Yeah. You're not allowed to be served.
Everything else you want, and cheese, and produce. It was okay.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite places.
We know what they got, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. I'll really be thanking God when this thing's over. I've been thanking him all the time all my life, but I'll be happy when this is over. So everybody can get out there and do their things, and we can get out, stay out. And
stay safe.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're looking forward to, this kills me because the way I work, I'm on the road all the time. And I'm calling business after business after business after business. And, when I can't get out and go to, Crisfield, for example, and talk to people and, do what I do, it's alarming. It really is. And I just, you look at this stuff and you go, well, I got a magazine due out here soon. I got a magazine due out, in June.
We know firsthand how it affects people.
Huh?
We know firsthand how this is affecting everybody.
It's
not like, when we're talking that we,
even on our sponsors. I mean,
we're on the air for basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Thank God we have this President Donald K. Trump in office. Otherwise, who knows where we'd be.
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding. Well, he's a man that is where he's supposed to be for this time. I mean, believe that.
That's right. He was put there by the people and by God put him there. I'm telling you.
I agree with you 1,000%.
He loves the people of the United States and the country.
Yep.
And that's what I love him. That time, I wish I'd get these other bums out of there.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Luigi,
well, there's
have
the
a great
music,
day.
Luigi. Thanks for the call. Glad we got you in this week.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. One thing I want to say is we're talking about sponsors and everything.
Yeah.
We really appreciate the sponsors that are able to stick with us because they're open. And we can't wait to get the other ones back. And we totally understand them not being open.
Oh, sure.
We appreciate everybody.
Indeed.